NASA's floating space robots test new sensing algorithms for true autonomy. Traveling at 17,500 miles per hour, nearly 250 miles above Earth's surface, orbits the International Space Station, ISS. And onboard buzzes three of its arguably cutest passengers, the Astrobees. Named Honey, Bumble, and Queen, these cube-shaped free-flying robots are pushing the boundaries of automation and sensors research in space. Launched in 2018, the Astrobees are a platform for researchers to test out automation and robotic technologies in space. The robots primarily reside in the space station's Japanese Experiment Module, aka GEM, or the Kibo Module, ready to be called upon for experiments or student coding competitions. They have been used to test everything from control algorithms to robotic arms. There's a reason so many science fiction stories have a beloved robot alongside the human heroes. We know we can't explore space alone, Jose Benavides, the Astrobee Facility's project manager at NASA's Ames Research Center in California's Silicon Valley said in a NASA article. We're showing that humans and robotic systems can collaborate and support powerful science and engineering beyond Earth. The most recent Astrobee experiment launched last month aboard SpaceX's 30th commercial resupply mission is pushing sensor and automation research to the next level with a test of new in-space scanning algorithms. From Earth to Space. Known as the Multi-Resolution Scanning MRS payload for Astrobee, the project is a collaboration between Boeing and the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, CSIRO, an Australian government scientific research agency. CSIRO and Boeing have worked together for many years on several different sensing technologies, focusing on Earth-based uses. About 5 years ago, Boeing approached the CSIRO team about how the technology might be transferred into orbit. Launched aboard SpaceX's 30th commercial resupply mission, the MRS study is the outcome of that collaboration. It tests the capabilities of a unique sensor package and robotics to support automated 3D sensing, mapping and situational awareness functions on future autonomous robots. This package will be mounted on the Astrobees and begin scanning the Kibo module in June 2024. What we are trying to prove here is this kind of sensor payload can provide sufficient resolution and situational awareness to start to mitigate the need for humans in the loop. This impacts all aspects of spacecraft operations, whether it be internal maintenance, docking, off-world exploration, exterior maintenance, or those kinds of things, CSIRO project leader for the MRS project Dr. Mark Elmoudi told engineering.com. Broadly speaking, we are trying to improve the technology suite that's available for those in charge of managing automated situational awareness in space environments. How it works? The MRS payload contains two computer vision cameras, three laser time-of-flight sensors, and an inertial measurement unit, IMU, within a 3D printed housing. Although the sensing hardware is off the shelf, the team created new algorithms and hardware and software integration. The team developed two primary algorithms. First, the Stereo Depth Fusion, SDF, algorithm integrates stereo vision with the LiDAR time-of-flight sensors, producing 3D, high-quality reconstructions of the surrounding scene. Second, the Wildcat Simultaneous Localization and Mapping Algorithm, aka the Wildcat SLAM algorithm, produces a lower-resolution point cloud and trajectory map that is focused on the localization of the robot in the spacecraft. This payload is the first time these algorithms have been paired with this suite of sensors. Since they were being launched to space, it meant an added challenge of also ensuring the creation met NASA requirements for things like vibration and electromagnetic interference and were compatible with the already launched Astrobee platform. Although the Astrobees currently do have some LiDAR, time-of-flight, and vision and camera systems, they primarily rely on a visual localization system. This means they are using coded targets throughout the Kibo module and some environmental features for navigation. The novel aspect of this is that we're using the LiDAR, we're using the vision, and we're using the EMU in an integrated sense to provide more precise trajectory information for the robot, Elmoudi said. The results acquired by the team will be more than just a proof of concept. It could also mean the extension of the capabilities of space robot assistance. Given the quality of the data, we want to investigate other use cases. They include logistic use cases like keeping track of the environmental components or equipment in a very cluttered spacecraft environment, and essentially that sort of keeping track of movement or changes in that environment over time, Elmoudi said. the scans could even serve as a training asset for astronauts before launching into orbit. By transferring highly detailed scans of the inside of the ISS into virtual reality, crews could get a better idea of what space outposts look like before traveling to them. An automated space future. As astronauts travel further into deep space and look to establish long-term bases on places like the Moon or Mars, automated helpers are even more essential. Orbiting only 250 miles above Earth, the ISS can more easily maintain a constant human crew, but outposts like the Artemis program's planned Lunar Gateway would be much further away and harder to resupply. This would mean long periods without human habitation. If robotic crewmates like the Astrobees can deftly fly through the spacecraft, scan for issues, and interact with the spacecraft and payloads, it can ensure these stations stay up and running when humans are not around. To move towards this future, the CIRO team would also be interested in integrating their sensors with the robotic navigation systems as well. We are generating 6 degrees of freedom trajectories in this mission, but they are not being piped back to the control system for safety reasons. It is a proof of concept, Almaty said. So in an actual implementation, once this is demonstrated, you would want this to be integrated as part of that control and navigation system. Automation and scanning do not stop at the space station airlock. The MISSIS team see potential applications of their algorithms out in the harsh environment of space in areas much more difficult for humans to explore. We're very interested in using this new sensor payload to monitor the effects on the exterior of spacecraft, and we are envisioning some form of a payload that would be suitable to add to the end effector of a robotic arm, for example, like Canadarm, the ISS's robotic arm, Almaty said. Lunar or Martian rovers could also be given new freedom by technologies like this, allowing them to better process their surroundings and move through them with less human intervention. We are hoping this is a stepping stone in demonstrating the value of this particular new sensor system. And then the next steps are sort of moving outside of the interior of a spacecraft, which are, to be sure, more challenging, Almaty said. But hopefully after demonstrating the interior spacecraft use case, that will build a bit of momentum in that area as well. All this work in space also has the potential to bring benefits back to us here on Earth. These sensors and scanning technologies can be particularly helpful when used in remote or dangerous areas on Earth as well. CIRO has already been working on several sensor projects focused on mining. There is already interest in exploring the application of this for supporting automated underground mining equipment. Similar kinds of use cases to perhaps what you might imagine in an off-world exploration, lava tube exploration kind of use case, Almaty said. There's applications terrestrially on ground in the mining space, and probably more generally, it will translate to any industrial use case where situational awareness or high-resolution situational awareness, particularly in the exploration phase of work, is required.